It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Researchers and the public have a new tool to track sexual assaults in Wisconsin. The Department of Justice has launched the Wisconsin Uniform Crime Reporting Data Dashboard Center, which tracks sexual assaults across the state. With us to talk about these dashboards and the prevalence of sexual assault in Wisconsin is Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Attorney General, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So what is the goal of releasing this specific incident-by-incident level data?
Well, I want to say one thing first, and it's important for all of us to remember that behind all these numbers are survivors of sexual assault, people that had the courage to come forward, report what happened to them, and seek justice. And, you know, that's one of the things that's changed over the years is that we are seeing more victims willing to come forward, willing to participate in the system, and that's in large part because the system has become more welcoming to them and become more effective at helping them. But the value to this data is, as local communities, as district attorneys and county criminal justice collaborating councils, as they work to develop evidence-based solutions to this problem, you know, how do you respond? What resources do you put in place? What services do you need to have available to survivors? What kind of bail programs work? You name it. It's important to have the data so you can make good decisions because society is finally taking a more critical look at sexual assault. Therefore, they need to have reliable data to determine the resources and services they need to put in place.
A more critical look in terms of how is that changing?
Well, we're recognizing that those who commit sexual assault often commit more than one sexual assault. We're recognizing that the survivors of sexual assault have needs that we're going to have to address that don't always come out immediately, but that this can cause long-term impacts on them. So we're looking more carefully and more comprehensively at that big picture, at what we need to do to hold that offender accountable, to make sure that offender can't be dangerous to the community anymore, and to make sure that that victim gets on the track of healing.
So this is a sexual offense database. Is there a separate sexual offender database?
It's all in this. Okay. So we have incident-level data that includes things, details such as whether weapons were involved, the location of the offense. We have victim and defendant demographics. We have information about the nature of their relationships. So knowing more about the relationships between offenders and their victims can help with prevention efforts, can help us identify places where we need better structures in place to make sure that certain types of individuals don't get access to victims. The data can be used in so many ways, and I saw this in my 25 years in the DA's office that one of the big struggles we had with our Waukesha County sexual assault response team and our Criminal Justice Collaborating Council, both of which I served on, was just getting the data we needed to understand what steps we needed to take. So that's why we felt this was important at DOJ to start getting reliable data to the public. And oftentimes those are county level and local level leaders who are trying to resolve issues.
I guess I also want to know, I've also often heard of the sex offenders registry, where if you are convicted of a sex crime, right, you have to put your name in. This is not part of that, right? That's a separate thing.
Right. That's a separate issue, and that identifies defendants specifically by who they are. This information is it just in the form of demographics? So you're not going to find the identity of a victim. You're not going to find specific offender data in here except the demographic.
Okay. So as you're rolling this out, what are you hearing from local police and local organizations about how they're going to use this?
Well, we know they've been starved for data. I co-chair the state's Criminal Justice Collaborating Council, and we hear from the county level constantly how they need more information to be able to determine what evidence-based programs they need to put in place in their communities, and they need to be able to justify the existence of those. They need to be able to demonstrate what they're doing makes sense and that it's working, because you have to make an investment in prevention measures, in measures that that bring about healing, it costs some money. You have to be able to demonstrate that that money pays off. So that's why the data can be very helpful to them. That's what we're hearing from. That's what we're hearing from the county levels.
So this data is taken from all sexual assaults reported to the DOJ, or assaults right. that went to trial, or assaults that resulted in a conviction.
Law enforcement is responsible for reporting to us all arrest data relating to sexual assaults, and so that's the data that we're crunching together to produce this dashboard.
Okay, so all data that is reported, not necessarily convictions or anything like that.
Right.
Okay.
It's far more than just convictions, yeah.
And how often is this going to be updated?
Quarterly.
Oh, quarterly. Who's doing the updating? Who's compiling these numbers?
We have our office, our Bureau of Justice Information and Assistance at DOJ. We have several PhD level researchers who work on these kind of projects. Their primary function is to help the criminal justice system identify how it can work more effectively with limited resources. We all know that there's not an unlimited number of resources available, so we're always working to help our criminal justice partners use the resources they have most effectively.
So this is, you're focusing more on sexual assaults and learning more about how the effects of sexual assaults resonate throughout the community. There has been criticism of your department and various law enforcement agencies around the state about the handling of rape kits. Thousands of rape kits went untested for years. This has been a problem in other states also. It's been a problem across the country. How many are left in Wisconsin, and what's the timeline for getting them tested?
Yeah, we are well under 500 kits left to be completed at the labs. So stay tuned. There's going to be some very good news in not too long down the future. We will resolve a problem that has accumulated for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. We'll resolve it in less than three. And you're absolutely right, Kerry. This is a nationwide problem. Nationwide, tremendous mistakes were made. Victims were put through the sometimes embarrassing and humiliating process of a sexual assault kit being collected from their body. And then the kits were warehoused. Now, in Wisconsin, we're not going to see the kind of numbers that many other states and cities saw. Like, for instance, I was reading the other day that the city of Memphis itself has over 6,000 kits that have to be tested. Wisconsin, the whole state, we have just under 4,200 kits that are being tested. Other cities, Detroit, over 10,000 kits. We saw a huge problem nationwide. Wisconsin wasn't as bad. We weren't wholesale just putting these on shelves, mm-hmm. but there were mistakes made, and that's what we're working to address. I spent the largest part of my career in the Waukesha DA's office in the Sensitive Crimes Unit. I knew the value of getting these kits tested. In fact, I used it. I used the kits, including in one case, to catch a serial rapist that had committed sexual offenses in multiple states. I knew the value of this. That's why when I came to DOJ, I promised we were going to take this on. There's no statute that mandates this. This was voluntary that at DOJ we took on what was really a local problem, but we took it on at the state level to make sure this gets resolved, because it can. We owe victims of sexual violence better, and that's what we're working to do, and we'll get this problem resolved. And we're very proud that every law enforcement agency in Wisconsin, over 550 of them, every one of them voluntarily cooperated with this process. There was no law, there was no mandate that made them do this, but we reached out, we convinced them of the importance of this, and they got engaged. So
Attorney General Brad Schimel has launched his office. The DOJ has launched a new dashboard to track sexual assaults in the state. Attorney General, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie.